Hi, my name is Courtney Friends, and I'm in your physics 180A class. I am 20 years old, and I'm from Visalia, California. Usually people don't know where Visalia is. It's about 30 minutes south of Fresno. Usually people drive through Visalia, not through Visalia. It's a really small town. My major is kinesiology. I want to become an athletic trainer, and then hopefully eventually become a free physical therapy, and maybe someday work for, big time, NFL team or something like that, be able to be on the sidelines. I found my passion for sports when I was little, and I'm happy that I'm able to utilize it, that I'm able to, become an athletic trainer and be around, sports for the rest of my life. I'm in physics right now because it is part of my major. It's part of what I need to do to move on and become an athletic trainer. It's important to me because it helps me understand forces and it helps me understand impact, and which is huge in, understanding and understanding injuries. I think that the purpose of your problem-solving method is basically to hammer in your head that, you can't always just find the answer right at first just by looking. You have to, wade through it and, take it step by step to eventually get the right answer. A lot of times I'm looking at, big problems that we have, you get overwhelmed because of all the information and over all the stuff that you have to figure out, and that can become a huge overwhelming idea. And so if you take it step by step, first, drawing a picture, and then, then trying to, then setting up the problem and figuring out what you know, and then figuring out what you need to know, and then figuring out, and then just doing it step by step makes it a lot less overwhelming. I think that this is really helpful because it is used in, day-to-day life. If I were to say right now, I am perhaps not really a psychologist, it gets really overwhelming. But if I think of it as, I just need to get past this semester, and then I need to get past the next semester, and then I need to get into this program. If you just do step-by-step each thing, then eventually,